Bobby Bones post show pre show.
All right. We do that in the show all the time. It's that imaging right there. Hit it again, Raymundo. All right.
All right.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post show pre show.
A couple things. One, this is a little inside. I mean, it's way inside baseball, as they say. But so we're hopping on here at like 9:47 Central Time, which the show is rolling out over till 10 o'clock Central Time. But here's what happens. We have to record the very last segment of the show every day because we have to send it to the East Coast affiliates. They go off at 10 Eastern, which is 9 Central. So the last segment's always plugged in. Sometimes we're just sitting here like, well, we wait till 10 and act like we're live on that one segment.
This is kind of like a inside how it's made information right there.
So the last segment is the last segment for every show all around the country. If it's East Coast, Central Coast, West Coast, Midwestern Coast, all the coasts.
All of them.
They get that as the last segment. So the very last segment of the show is always recorded because they all have to have the same one. So we come on sometimes a few minutes early. I'm looking at the poll here for... Oh, you're fine. I may challenge the worst of all time.
What?
I may challenge Ray. Yeah. I'm not doing very well in the... Amy, you're running away with it.
Oh, wow.
You're up by like 30% of the next person.
Oh, that feels really good.
Amy, it's all Golden Girls for sure.
Yes. And we all missed that one. So you just deserve to win this one if you do win, which it looks like you are going to.
Cool.
Definitely,
congrats, Amy.
Definitely deserving.
Thanks.
Bones, what do you always do? The reverse jinx? Or you're just
No. She's at 46%, and the next person's at 18%.
So, yeah, there's
no crushing it. Yeah. So congratulations to you.
Good job, Amy.
Thanks.
Congrats on your win.
Thank you for being a friend.
I mean, I could use some votes, but I
here we go.
I'll go vote for you.
It doesn't matter. I'm so low.
I know, but I'd like to give you a vote, you know?
I need it. I'm a charity case. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought Saved by the Bell was strong.
Mm-hmm. It is strong.
In The Office, that theme, I thought that was strong. Breaking Bad, I was just kind of going third round, but whatever. I'm okay. I haven't lost yet. I'll have to sit one out. That's okay. I think I'd like to just sit and commentate more anyway. My favorite part of the draft isn't drafting things.
Oh, you don't like picking?
I'd rather comment on everybody's picks all the time. That's the most fun.
Yeah.
I'm just like, bad pick, great pick. Like, I like to win, but I like commentating too, so I'll be okay. As long as it doesn't happen often, I'll be okay finishing last.
All right.
Who's had to sit one out?
I have. It's not fun.
Eddie, have you sit one out?
Yeah, I
said. Lunchbox, you sat one out before?
No.
Shocking.
Morgan, number two, you haven't.
No, I haven't.
Who has the lowest wins?
Yeah.
Lunchbox one?
Well, aren't you guys tied?
I have two.
Do you have two?
Yeah.
Then somebody's tied with Lunchbox.
Ray has never won.
Ray's
That's
always
true.
Come in, but he's out. Like, he's in and then he's out.
Ray steps in the pool and gets out of the pool.
Right.
Because if you're last place, you don't get to do the next one.
He's like, well, that was fun.
Who has one win?
Let me see.
I have one win.
Okay, Eddie and Lunchbox have one win.
No, Eddie has two.
Oh, thank you. Guess I forgot about
Bobby,
that win.
You have two. Amy, you have one right now.
Oh.
But you could have two. So, yeah, Lunchbox and Amy are currently tied.
Ray.
And well, Ray's at the bottom.
Yeah. Ray doesn't exist yet. How do you feel about that, Raymundo?
Well, I was trying to think of a funny analogy. I'm just like the guy that just comes in, cool with being the bottom feeder. I don't know if the listeners buy into that, and then they're just like, keep him out, and they don't want me to be part of the group that does the draft.
Even you are part of the group, though.
I know, but that I with the draft concept, it almost seemed like it was the people in the studio. You go to me, I got like a crappy camera angle. It just all of it just looks bad. I just feel like I'm not supposed to be part of the draft.
But and radio doesn't see an angle.
If well, you're watching on the
podcast,
Facebook.
If they're, but most people are listening on the podcast or live.
All right. Well, then you're right. But yeah, no, I want to bring it. Trust me. I try to have some good picks. My girlfriend tries to help me out the night before, but then it ends up being a crapper and I get 5%.
He sounds hurt. Hey, Ray, if you want me to work on your camera angle, I'll try to get a better one.
Jeez, dude.
If you want to hire Morgan number two as your consultant for the drafts, you can. We have to get a championship belt, though. I'll get one. We'll make it. When you get 10, you get to be the champion until the next draft.
Pretty awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Amy's dominating right now. Mike, can you refresh it? I want to see if mine launched up into superstardom. Nope. I still suck, in case you guys are wondering. Come on, say by the bell. Saturday morning. You're like, wow, it's time.
When I wake up in the morning.
A study finds coaches who give angry halftime speeches and yell at their team get better results than coaches who stay positive. I wonder if this is larger than just coaches.
Yeah, parents.
Like, if you yell, you get...
Absolutely.
I bet you it's short-term better, though.
Oh. Oh, like results quickly?
Quickly, so, but not long. I'm just assuming. I bet they're quicker, but not long term.
So my wife, she talks to my kids like, hey, guys, I've already told you 10 times you need to shut the cabinets when you open them. And I'm like, hey, Now, shut them now. Every time you open them, shut them. They're like, oh, you got it, you got it. But when my wife talks, they don't do anything. So, like, it to me, it works when you yell at them.
But then I wonder if they're scarred for life and being yelled at by.
Oh, I hope not. I yell. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, especially if you have to ask multiple times to do something. And
oh,
it's
after
extra
the tenth
frustrating
time.
If, yes, you see the husband say it once and the kids are all like, ah, and then you try to ask for it. I don't mess around with that sweet stuff anymore. I'm like, no, you respect me just like you respect dad. But some of that's at the orphanage. They, like, the men had, like, Papa Pierre was in charge and then there was the nannies. So sometimes I'm battling that with my kids, but no. I try not to do it. Even if anybody else is in our house, I try not to embarrass them in front of others. I just say, my room right now. And we go in my room.
Wow.
And I look at them straight in the face and I'm like, are you seriously going to disrespect me? If I have to, now, if I have to ask you to do it more than once, the new thing is you're going to have to write 100 times. I will do things on the first time. I will do things on the first time.
Can I make you guys write sentences?
What would you have us write?
Each of you?
Yeah.
Amy, I will focus during
Amy,
the show.
Amy, I will not doodles.
I will focus.
While the other people on the show are talking.
I should write it. I should do that. You should make me. Can I write it during the show?
Heyo, got it.
That's a good one, Amy.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's why you make the big bucks.
Yeah, thanks.
A New Jersey state senator tweeted a random guy's receipt from a restaurant and called him out for leaving a tiny tip.
Oh.
Why would you do that? It's not your business when somebody else tips. I like to encourage people to give good tips if they can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your business to do that. But now the guy's going, I might sue.
Oh.
A guy named Anthony is being called out as a 74-cent tipper. I'm not even sticking up for him. I'm just saying you shouldn't be taking other people's business generally and sharing other people's business.
Right.
It's not your business. Stop. Stop making it your business. But he stands by the gratuity that caught the social media ire of a New Jersey state senator earlier this week. Earlier this week, when Senator Declan O'Scanlan called him out on Twitter for leaving a bad tip at Colts Neck Steakhouse, he didn't hear about the social media outcry until a reporter started calling his dad. He and his fiance spent a week in New Jersey on vacation, capping off the trip at this dinner place. He said this after 10 or 15 minutes before the server came over, thought about walking out, no more than 20 people in the restaurant. None of this matters because we're going to go, okay, should he have tipped? Shouldn't he? That's not the question. I would have tipped more. Tipping is not a legal requirement, right?
Correct.
I feel like it should be, but it's not. So the bill came to $119. He tipped 74 cents. Like, that's a douchebaggy thing to do. That's not up for debate right here. It's not because he is a douchebag. I would think that's a douchebaggy thing to do. But the restaurant manager said she was unaware of bad service, but now he's threatened to sue for them posting that receipt online. Huh. Yeah, what's up with that? What's up with someone just taking it thinking they can post other people's business online? Any thoughts, Amy?
So tell me again who exactly posted it.
The bill came to $119.
Which is a lot.
He didn't add a few extra. Yeah, it is a lot. Did you leave 74 cents?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Mike, who actually took the original picture?
The senator.
He did.
He's like a regular at that.
So
I thought somebody gave him the picture.
So
that's even worse.
He's just there eating and he leans over.
Yeah,
and
how does he find the receipt? Does one of the people tip him off on it?
They told him about it, yeah. So he took a picture.
Yeah, like you're the senator. That's not your job.
He knows the waitress.
What are you, the senator of tipping?
The senator knows the waitress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because he's a regular. So he was probably sticking up for her.
And the guy's name was on, and it said his name up there and everything. These are the kind of people making decisions.
You can
about
at least
our future,
like black out the name. And just be like, wow, it's so sad to see people only tip 74 cents.
But then you can't shame
That's
nobody.
What?
His whole point was to shame him.
Okay.
If you cut his name off, you're defeating the purpose of what you're trying to do, which isn't a good thing.
Whatever. I can't even believe I'm arguing about this. Are we arguing?
I'm not.
Legit question about tipping, though. Like, why doesn't the restaurant pay waiters and waitresses more?
Because you can make more by tipping.
Right, but shouldn't they already make more?
Well,
what do they make? Like, it's really below, right?
It's below because you make up for it with the tips. According to their logic, they could pay them, you know, a rate $12-$13 an hour,
and
then the tips go to the people.
Yeah,
but that's why, because you're able to make kind of unlimited. It's like a lot of sales staffs don't make that much salary.
They work off commission,
but they work off commission, much like a waiter does. Basically, a waiter's working off commission.
Right.
So you could go, I can't believe sales staffs aren't paid that much. Why don't they just get paid more and then they go sell? Same reason.
Yeah, like you want the salespeople to hustle and bring more work. Just like you want to trust that the servers are out there trying to put their best foot forward so that they make more. If you pay them $15 an hour, no matter what, they might be like,
fine,
oh,
I do great.
Oh, you ordered bread.
That way it's kind of survival of the fittest.
Right.
Because if they're not doing a good job, they don't get tipped.
It just always feels bad when people, when waiters and waitresses say, like, servers say, like, oh, we depend on your tips. I'm like, well, that sucks for you, like, already.
Well, they
like,
chose the job. Yeah. I chose the job.
It's just the industry. What if that's how it worked here, like, day to day? It was like...
We get tipped based on how good our show is.
You do not give him the idea, Amy. He'll do it.
Oh, I was thinking our listeners would tip us instead of pay. You're talking about me.
Well, that'd be cool.
I should like James Brown and fine you guys.
Who?
Every time we what?
James Brown what?
He would fine his band all the time.
For what?
Messing up. Being late, messing up.
How much would they get fined?
Well, I don't know. Back in the day...
Get back.
$50.
What? That's James Brown, right?
Oh, was it? I thought it was like Howard the Duck doing James Brown. Howard
the Duck. Or, you know, watch out. Get back.
Like, okay. More of a Donald there, okay. But definitely in the duck world.
I didn't know he did that. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. If you started doing that to us, wow. Can we Venmo you? How do we pay you?
I'm not doing it.
I know you're thinking about it.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Avocados are causing more and more injuries every year.
Oh, avocado hand. I've heard of this.
Why?
The majority of these people are going to the hospital because they cut their hands while removing the avocado pit. They hold it in their hand while slicing.
Yeah.
They're so common, it's called avocado hand.
Yeah, when I cut my finger, my doctor is like, yeah, I'm getting a lot of avocado hands. That was like, what, last year, year and a half ago? He's like, I'm getting a lot of avocado hands. He's like, I was like, what's that? He's like, yeah, they hold in their hands and they think they're just cutting the avocado and it goes straight through their palm.
Wow.
Then you could be blood brothers with somebody if you do it at the same time.
You just hold the other person's hand.
Get the blood in there. James Brown used to fine his band members for things like unshined shoes, missing a dance step, showing up late.
Wow.
It's money.
It's tough.
Yeah. I can't wait to talk about what cool thing Amy's... It's not giving, but I'm just going to say this for sake of the story. She's getting an award.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
You're getting an Oscar?
It's awkward for me, but okay.
Why is it awkward?
Well, because... Well, I'll leave it there.
What is it?
I've gotten it before. But they're giving it to Amy this time, and it's awesome. I'm so pumped for her.
All right, I'm going to stop guessing.
You didn't guess one time.
I have guesses in my head. I have guesses in my head, but I might get it right. So I'm
going
to guess.
Well, you give three guesses, and I won't say if they're specifically right, but I'll say if you got one of them right. Go ahead.
Okay, Radio Hall of Fame.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Easily. It could be.
What? Great. You have lost your mind.
Well, now we know that's not it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because I'm in the hall. I thought you're picking things that I've
been. Oh, yeah, obviously. That was
the
hint.
But I mean.
I think one day Amy will be there. Go ahead.
Let's see. Another one you got. iHeart Radio Award. Podcast Award.
Four things with Amy Brown. Sweeping the nation.
No, that was just one. iHeart Radio Award. And the last one, something Bones got. Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
One of Bobby's friends is said to be on there.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Big Eyes.
Why do you think...
How awesome would that be?
Amy goes on Dancing with the Stars.
If the big announcement's tomorrow and Amy comes out as one of the people on Dancing with the Stars, you'd win. Well, maybe
I don't know about that.
Maybe not, because you'd have to spend time with your kids. I was able to focus completely on that show.
Oh, they could survive without me for 6 weeks.
It's not six weeks, 3 months.
12, yeah. 9 years. I think we're fine.
No, you're not right on any of them.
Any of them? Mm. Okay.
But it'll be nice when my friend gets to announce tomorrow that she's over there. They're
going
to be on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. So, and who knows? It may leak today. I'm not sure. But, Eddie, you're not right on any of those.
Okay.
You weren't right on where I'm going on vacation. You're not right about those.
No, man, no. I've been off.
You want to take a shot, Morgan, number two, where I'm going on vacation?
I said Greece.
I was going to give you another shot. You just wasted it again.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I
had pick something else.
No, she already missed it. Amy?
I feel like I'm out of countries.
Oh, there's a lot of other ones.
Okay, fine. South Africa. If you're going there, I'm going to be so jealous because I want to go there. Is that where you're going?
Will you kill me? When I was going on Family Feud, Price is Right.
Price is Right. We did, Vegas.
We did Vegas Price is Right.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. And they call you up and you play the game, you win money and stuff. And we all get our thing. And they just call you out randomly. And Amy's like, if anybody gets on this but me, I'm going to kill you.
Whoa.
Like, I don't think that's how I said it. And I was kidding. And
Amy, what the f***? man.
We were 26 years old.
Oh, by, you would have killed him then?
I didn't say a bad word.
This I wouldn't do that now.
I can hit the bleep whenever I want, right? You big pilot. Wait, hold on. You big pilot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like how you keep the last syllable, though.
Yeah, I wait for it to finish, yeah. And I do, like, can man. Can, man, she is such a man. You say that?
That's so good. I love it.
No, I'm not going to South America.
That's South Africa. I said South Africa.
Oh.
So now we know you're not going. He's not going to South Africa?
No, that was one of my guesses.
Yeah. What, like Brazil?
Brazil is what I guessed.
I don't think he's going south.
I go like down to, what's that big party they have down there?
Oh, Rio. That's what I said. I was going to go to Rio de Janeiro.
What's up?
It's called.
You see me getting all painted up.
What's it called?
And going to whatever that party is.
Carnival.
Oh, Carnival.
Yeah.
I'm just in like a little G string.
No.
Crushing Carnival. Did
we see you on the news? Like, what? Bones?
I got beads all
over
me.
Are you going to run with the Bulls?
Ooh.
Pompeii?
There is no chance Bobby would run with the Bulls.
What are you talking
he
about?
He would. He no, was he on wouldn't. Bear.
I did Bear Grylls. Yeah. I did.
He got paid for that.
Did you? You did.
Yeah, but not much. They don't pay you much because that's like an honor to get asked.
No, I get it. But
what I did was scarier than running with the Bulls on Bear Grylls.
Right, but would you run with the Bulls for nothing? No, like just for fun.
Just for the thrill of
for
it.
For the thrill of it.
God, no.
Exactly.
But I skydived.
But that's that was old different. You.
No, I'm a bit different now than I was.
Now
then.
He would be like, run with the Bulls. Now how am I going to be on American Idol? What if I get hurt?
That's true.
No way you would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Is the girl involved?
Oh, like what do you mean? Girl at the finish line?
Well, like if she was like, I really want to run with the Bulls. Maybe I would then.
Oh, interesting. Didn't think about that angle.
But just myself? God, no.
Yeah.
Is there Wi-Fi? Then no. All right. We're going to run. Thank you all. And I think that's a wrap.
All a good night.
That's it. I got to go. I have hair and makeup set up in the green room. So we got to go get pretty. We got to do a video shoot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, Morgan number two. We have a call. That's not.
With each other? Why don't you just talk it out right now?
No, we like to schedule it.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Thank you all. Have a good day. Check out Amy's podcast, Four Things with Amy Brown.
Q&A episode today.
Check out my podcast. It's called The Bobbycast. Dusty Slay, the comedian, was on. And let me play this clip. Is this about him getting in the Army? Is that clip three? Yep. He signed. He was going to the Army. And I can play this on this version of the show. And so he signs up. And then before his first day in,
we get pulled over. And then I didn't know what to do. So I stuffed the beer under the seat. And so obviously it spills out. My buddy stuffs his weed in the beer bottle. So now it's mine. So I got arrested for consumption of alcohol and possession of marijuana. Well, I went in on Monday and told them, and they really tried to get me out of it, tried to work around it.
But he got kicked out of the military. Wow. He signed up, got busted for beer and his buddy's weed, and then, nope, can't go now. So he signed up for the Army and got put out before he even went in.
Dang.
Which is a funny story. He talks about hopping out in front, like on Fallon, and doing comedy.
The first time, it's so nerve-wracking behind the curtain. But when that curtain opens up and I go out, it's like all the nerves turn to adrenaline. And I'm like, let's just do this. Let's get out there. Let's do it.
So check it out. Dusty Slay, real funny comedian who is on the Bobbycast. We did it last night. Check it out. Bobbycast. Search it on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you. Everybody's here. We're going to do a fantasy draft coming up. We will do our favorite TV theme songs of all time. So think about all the TV shows you watched or still watch and your favorite TV theme songs.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that. Lunchbox will have the first pick today. Let's go over to Rebecca in Texas, who is on the phone. Rebecca, thanks for calling the show. What's happening?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just wanted to thank you guys. I listen to you guys every morning on my way into work, and you guys put me in such a good mood, and I just appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. How long have you been listening to the show?
Probably about 4 years. I listened to you guys in Maryland, and then I moved to Texas, and I listen to you guys here.
Well, we appreciate that, and thanks for calling. Anything else you want to say?
Have a wonderful day.
Boom. We'll take that.
Yeah, thank you.
All day or day. All day or day. All right. Thank you very much.
All day or day.
Let's go over to Rebecca in Kansas now. Rebecca in Kansas. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys I'm on my way to Wichita State. I am in grad school. It's my first day. I have 9 more months of schooling, and I'm done. I listen to you guys every morning on my commute, and you guys are just the best part of my day.
Gonna do the shocker.
Go Shocks.
Go Shocks.
I'm doing it right now.
Are you?
Yes.
The other side.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling and listening and you know, being up so early with us, all that stuff. We're very appreciative, and thanks for all the nice words.
Yes, I was going to ask, too, I know you guys are coming to the state fair, and I'm not able to come. Are you guys going to be coming around anytime soon to Kansas or Missouri or anywhere?
That's it.
We're doing Hutchinson for the state fair.
Hutchinson, that's the only one?
Yeah, for now, anyway. Morgan, number two, okay. Is from there. She's there all the time.
This is really? True, I am.
Yeah, just call her up. Be like, when you come to town, go hang out.
For real. I kept saying I'm going to buy tickets to see you guys. I've been wanting to for forever. And I'm like, no, I got a pinch of pennies being grad school. But maybe next year when I graduate and get a big kid job, I'll be able to.
I'm not sure because we're playing a fair. Like we're headlining
the
fair.
Yeah, Kansas State Fair.
I wonder if we have any. I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold. If I get your number and we have tickets, because again, it's not my show. We're playing the fair. But I'll give you tickets if we have any to give away. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I may not have them.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to see. Give it if not, I can probably just buy her some, huh?
Yeah. Possibly, yeah.
Not possibly. I'll just buy her tickets.
Or we can get her to work for us.
Oh, true. She could be a roadie.
Yeah.
Merch.
Hey, there you go.
And think about that. Hey, Raymondo, will you get her info, put her on hold?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rebecca. Thank you. See you later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, on this day in country music, hit it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Today in the year 2000, Shania Twain's album Come On Over broke the record for being the number one album on the country music charts. It was number one for 44 weeks.
Wow.
Almost a whole year.
That's crazy. Jeez.
Holy cow. She was the number one record for 44 weeks. She became the only country artist ever to have 8 top 20 hits from the same record, which was Come On Over. And here we go. Let's do some songs. Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Maybe you know this one.
Get in the action. Feel the attraction.
Or Honey, I'm Home, which is a big one here.
Hey, I'm home and I had a hard day.
Or That Don't Impress Me Much. Maybe you know that one.
That Don't Impress Me Much.
Or From This Moment On. Maybe you know that
one.
From This Moment.
Or the one I'm going to play right now to start the show. Shania Twain, You're Still the One starts us off here on Tuesday's Bobby Bones Show. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
In Mississippi and New Jersey, 1-year-old children died an hour apart in hot car deaths because their parents forgot them in the car. Officials said it can happen in less than 10 minutes. In Costa Rica, the death toll from the tainted alcohol has risen to 25 people. Dozens more have been hospitalized. The tainted alcohol was sold in San Jose for the most part. And finally, in Washington, D.C., construction is underway on the 13-foot fence they're building around the White House. This is because people were able to scale the last one. Back to you, Bones.
All right, that's the news. Coming up next, I got one of my friends on the phone, a grocery store Joe, who you may know from The Bachelorette, from Dancing with the Stars, and now that Bachelor in Paradise, he went on that. So I got a bunch of questions about how that show actually works. So we'll talk to him about that. Grocery store Joe, coming up next here on The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
On The Bobby Bones Show now.
Grocery store Joe.
Hey, my bud grocery store Joe's on the phone. And I have him on because the Bachelor in Paradise is just killing it in the ratings. And he's the only person I know that's done this show. So everybody, say what up to Grocery Store
Joe.
Yeah. How you doing?
What up, bud? Hello. Hey, are they still calling you Grocery Store Joe?
Not as frequent, but now they just say, hey, I know you. So it works, though. But yeah, I mean, I still have the nickname.
Grocery Store Joe is on who him and I met on Dancing with the Stars. But I'm watching all these tweets about Bachelor in Paradise. And so can you explain the premise to me, Joe, because you went on the show.
So, I mean, you're on a beach. Well, obviously, you're on a beach. You know, no phone, no connection to the outside world. And they put prior Bachelorette contestants and prior Bachelor contestants. And everyone goes out there and everyone starts dating and tries to actually meet someone.
Now, are they really trying to date each other or is it just TV dating so you can stay on the show?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think certain people go out there with an agenda. Certain people want to be you know, just want to be on TV, and others, other people that actually want to really get to know someone. So I think it's, for me, I never thought it would ever work, ever. And I'm still dating Kendall, so, and we live together, so it worked.
Lunchbox, you have any questions for Joe? You're a big Bachelor in Paradise Bachelor fan.
So when you are there, what do you do all day? Because they show the little conversations, but are you really just hanging out all day, or do they say, okay, come over here and sit and act like you're talking to each other?
You do nothing. Like, I did nothing all day. Like, I would wake up, get breakfast at like 7:30 in the morning. I'd be the first one up. And then, yeah, you have little conversations throughout the day that get filmed. But you're always mic. You always have a mic, and there's cameras everywhere.
And so, are
they, you do nothing?
Are they putting alcohol near you the whole time?
You drink, but there's a drink limit. I think it's two drinks an hour.
Oh man, that's kind of
yeah. But if you're drinking all day,
but can you save it up and like drink none through the day? You've had 7 hours. You can put 14 drinks down.
Yeah, but it is. Cancun too, so the tequila is all watered down. It's not it's very hard to get drunk.
Hey, tell me about this clothing line called Frown.
Yeah, so it's called Frown Clothing. We partnered with Smile Train Charity. They fix cleft lip and palates. And we donate a portion of all our proceeds to them. It's Alan Burstyn and myself. And we got hoodies and t-shirts right now. It's the word Frown upside down.
And so what's the website there?
Frownclothing.com.
Maybe I'll see you back around, Joe. Hey, good to talk to you, bud. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Bob.
All right, there he is, grocery store Joe.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I'm going to go take a call from Michelle in Maine, who is on the phone. Michelle, welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. What's happening?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I listen to you guys every morning on my way home from work. Keep me going, keep me laughing, keep me awake.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. What do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, look at you. Good for you. You like it?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
It's a lot, huh?
It's a lot, yeah.
Do you go home stressed out?
I do, yeah.
Because of the people, because it's like you're always trying to take care of people. Is that why?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a shorthanded profession and it's just a lot. Mm. Yeah.
Well, appreciate you doing that and appreciate you calling too. I'm glad we could, you know, lend a little to your mornings and make it pretty good on your drive home.
Thank you. No, you guys really do keep me awake.
Thanks, Michelle.
My fifth morning on the way home.
Well, have a good day. See you later.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Michelle is what's called an EML. That's an early morning listener. So if you ever hear us talk about EMLs, we appreciate that. Appreciate all you guys. Let's play a game then. Everybody, it's way early. Why don't we play a game? Amy, we're going to play Name That 90s Artist game.
Okay.
So I'm just going to play the vocals from a recording studio from a pop song in the 90s. You just name the artist. For example, if I were to play this.
Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your...
It's definitely Biggie.
Yeah, Notorious B.I.G. Right. All right, let's do a few of these. Name that 90s artist. Number one.
I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
All right. To all
my... Montel Jordan.
Correct. This is how we do it. Okay.
I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
All right, let's do the next one. Here you go.
You know what I wanna do,
baby, when we're grinding.
Oh yeah,
a tough one. It's their only song.
So good, so real.
Try, but I can't fight it.
Who's that?
Real slow.
I'm sorry. That's next.
Oh.
The song is called Too Close.
Baby, while we grinding, I get so excited.
The whole song is grinding.
Yeah.
Amy messed up the words. Well, if she had sang the real words, when she was singing it back, you would have really known what it was
okay,
about.
Okay, all
yeah.
right.
Here's the next one. See if you can name this artist.
Say, love me, say that you like me.
Fool me, fool me.
Go on, fool me.
Love me, love me.
Say that you love me.
Who's that?
Fool me, go on, fool me. Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. Incorrect.
No doubt.
It's the Cardigans, Love Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Say
that you love me. All right. How about this one right here?
And so Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by.
Wow.
My soul
sounds like the Beatles, but I know this is the 90s.
But don't look back in anger.
Name that 90s artist.
Are they British? But I don't think that they are.
Go ahead.
Nirvana?
No, it's Oasis.
Oh.
They are British.
They are British.
Yeah. Oh.
And they did want to be the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Shoot.
You didn't do very good in that game.
No. I thought you did. That's hard.
It was just the audio from the recording studio. Yeah. All right. We'll try again. Maybe we need to do all George Strait.
Sure.
Next time, you'll get them all.
Name this artist, they're all George Strait.
Or Tupac. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line and his wife Haley. Their second child, Luca Reed, was born yesterday. Jason Aldean is doing a three-night residency at the Park MGM in Las Vegas. It's called Jason Aldean Ride All Night Vegas. It will be December 6th through 8th. He says he's wanted to bring his show back to Vegas for a while now, and the timing feels right. Thomas Rhett is sick of his daughter's taste in music. He says they listen to Coco, Frozen, and Little Mermaid on repeat. He's very sick of Let It Go and says if he never heard any of those songs again, he wouldn't be upset. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
School lunch debt is no longer a problem for one school district in Michigan, thanks to the Mitten Brewing Company. They recently paid off the entire school lunch debt for Sutton's Bay Public Schools. The brewery says the issue came to the attention of their staff members when he was substitute teaching. One of the guys that works there is also a substitute, and he goes, "Hey guys, I know you own the company, but this school right down the road, like, they got a bunch of kids who can't pay for their meals." So the boss said, all right, and they paid the $3,000 to cover all of the unpaid student lunch accounts. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Mitten Brewing, I'll shout out again, says they were able to pay off the debt thanks to the amazing patronage in the area. Say that a couple times. Brewery.
Yeah, it's hard.
Brewery. Patronage. Boy, they give me the advanced ones.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that story. All right, bye.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Canada. A man was busted when he walked into a convenience store, tried to use a fake ID. Only problem is the picture he put on the ID was Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, I mean, listen, a good choice. Great looking guy. Did he look like Chris Hemsworth at all?
No, and the cashier was like, you're not Chris Hemsworth. And just he confiscated the ID. Didn't call the police, but posted it online like, look what someone tried to use at the gas station today.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Hey, so what happened at church?
So we were trying out a new one, and I guess before and after for like the kids club area, they have video games for the kids to be on. Obviously not during the Sunday school time frame, but when you drop them off, there's some linger time. When you pick them up, there's some extra time while parents are trickling down to get their kids. And Ben went to go grab Stevenson, and he came back. He's like, you're never going to believe what I walked up on. And it was like Stevenson talking to some other kid, like saying something like, wait, show me how to shoot it or whatever. And so I'm like, oh, what kind of video game is this? And then it wasn't Grand Theft Auto, but it did say something on the screen. And my husband is not into video games. He doesn't know, but it was about auto theft or something like on the screen. And so he didn't really say anything. He just got Stevenson and walked away, but came back and asked me like, do you think that that's an appropriate, you know, pre-post Sunday school video game about shoot 'em up and stealing cars and stuff? Like, isn't that weird? And we're just visitors, so it wasn't a big deal. But like, if we went to that church, I'd probably ask, like, what kind of games are we playing? Because we don't have those video games at home. And so it would be the first time Stevenson's exposed to anything like that.
So
a church.
What'd you tell him?
Well, I mean, it didn't really affect Stevenson too much. He just wanted to get home and play with his Nerf guns that you got him. So yeah, it's all fine, which I'm trying to tell him he can't carry those around the neighborhood. He wanted to run up the street to like our house up the street that has a few boys that he plays with sometimes. And he said, when I run up there, because I let him go by himself, four houses down, he said, can I take my Nerf gun with me? And I said, no.
It doesn't look like a real gun.
I know it doesn't, but I just don't even want him wandering around the neighborhood with anything that looks like a gun. We just have to, I don't want him to get think that that's okay. So then next time he takes a gun that may look like a gun, that would not be good. So guns are not allowed outside the house.
Okay, so let me get this straight. No car stealing.
Wow.
What kind of crazy rules are you putting on your kids here?
Right.
No car stealing games. No fake guns.
Right. It's
a boring childhood.
No. I'm just asking, is that video game appropriate for church, or is church just being like, look, maybe it is a popular game. Again, we don't have game systems at our house. Once we do, maybe we'll dabble in some of that. I don't know, but maybe the church is just trying to be cool and hip and in with the fun games, and that's what kids are into, so that's what they're playing. I don't know.
I would say as a church, I would probably not have a lot of material where there is crimes being committed or heavy sinning.
Heavy sinning.
I don't think it's bad for me. If he's playing at some other kid's house, you don't get mad at the mom for having that game. But I think if you're a church, you should probably adhere to stricter guidelines about the content that's being consumed by the children at the church.
That's a good PC answer right there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe some kid was in charge of activities for the day and they're like, sweet, going to bring
maybe
in this
game.
Maybe
he just brought his game.
Right. I know. I don't think it was something that is probably common there. And again, if we were regulars, I would maybe say something.
Are you going to go back to that church? Or did the video game get you?
Oh, no. I mean, we might go back. But no, that wouldn't get me. If we start to become regulars and they keep playing it, then yes, I'll say something.
So you don't have a church right now?
We do, but we're sort of just feeling out.
Loosely dating.
Oh,
we're loosely dating mainly for the kids because I would like Stashira to have a good youth group type, have more exposure to friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they find their friends at church? Because they're in a school by themselves?
Well, that's our plan. Mm-hmm. We got to find friends somewhere.
Yeah. Hey, coming up, I'll give you sleep myths that are not even close to true. It's in the morning right now. You're listening. Maybe you got great sleep. Maybe you didn't. But you always hear, oh, if you do this, you'll sleep better. I'm about to rid you of those toxins.
I'm all ears.
Okay, we'll do that segment coming up next.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So this stuff is just not true about sleep, okay? So number one, it's fine to only get 5 or 6 hours of sleep a night. A lot of people say that. Just get yourself 5 hours.
Okay, I don't think that's true.
Okay. It's not true. You need 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep. By the way, let me say this about sleep. And I say it, do as I say, not as I do. Because I understand the importance of sleep. Sometimes I just don't get enough because I have too much going on and I shouldn't do that. Because the number one thing in health is sleep. You can eat great and exercise, but if you're not sleeping right, nothing's going to work out for you eventually. Because your hormones are going to be off, your body's not going to process things the same. Like, if you can only do one thing, it's sleep right. If you can only do two things, it's sleep and eat right. And then you can throw an exercise third.
Yeah.
You can exercise all you want. You ain't eating right. It's not really going to pay off for you that much. But that's the first one. Number two is you can catch up on sleep over the weekend.
Mm-mm.
They have determined that catching up on sleep is not a thing. Like, your body is already suffering from its insufficient rest. And so getting extra later on doesn't help it. It may make you feel a little bit better in the super short term, but it's not good for your body. Number three, there are no long-term effects of sleeplessness. There are a lot of long-term effects, mostly super long-term. It's okay to fall asleep with the TV on. Not true. I do that. But now I sleep better because Netflix goes, are you still watching? Lucky for me, I'm not. I'm asleep. And so it just shuts down. And then finally, some people think if you get, like you have a cold, it may help you sleep better. I never heard this, but you get better sleep with a cold, which isn't true. But I never heard that one.
Me neither. This is new to me.
Who would want a cold?
No, and I don't feel like I sleep good when I have a cold. I mean, yeah, if I take some medicine to knock me out.
Oh,
is that it? And NyQuil?
That's the best.
Hydrocodone cough syrup.
Whoa. And you never get that deep, though, because I have some of that, too, if I have a really bad cough.
Mm-hmm.
Bad stuff about taking that medicine is that you're like, oh, I'm so sleepy. But you sleep like an hour and a half, and you're kind of back up, or you just never sleep that much. I sleep with CNN on sometimes if I don't get to Netflix, and I have dreams about the news
while
it's on. It's like shootings and people fighting. It's all on the news. Yeah. So all those right there are myths. You do need 8 hours sleep. You can't catch up. It really doesn't affect your body in a positive way. And whoever thinks that getting a cold is a good idea for sleep, that's stupid.
Get out of here.
That's the dumbest thing ever heard. Stop that.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
I was with Eddie, and we were talking about where I'm going to go on vacation. We got a few days coming up.
Did you tell him?
I gave him three guesses.
And guess what, Amy? I didn't guess it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I guessed, and I didn't guess it either.
Where did you guess?
I can't remember. I think France.
I think Eddie guessed Paris.
Mine was Paris, yeah.
I'm going on a trip by myself. If you're new to the show, I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I don't even have a girlfriend right now. Like I say right now, like I often have a girlfriend. I just don't have a girlfriend. And so I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I'm out. When we leave coming up, I'm going to leave for a few days and just go on my mystery trip by myself. And I gave Eddie three guesses. He did not get it.
Did not.
Morgan, number two, do you know?
Mm-mm.
You want to take a stab at it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you going to Greece?
Okay. The answer is no.
Dang.
I'm not going
to Greece.
That's
a good guess, though.
Thank you for the guess. You want another shot at it, Amy?
I know, but I just
Why are you staring at me so hard right now?
Because I don't know. Yeah, there is this thing. Telepathy.
Go ahead. Yes.
What's it called?
Telepathy.
Oh, so now you're judging me because I learned a new word. I read it and I absorbed it.
That's true.
That's from
somebody. That's me. I often say that.
Yeah.
Don't judge somebody for saying a word wrong because they read it and didn't know how to say it. You got to give them credit for reading more than just... Because if she would have heard someone say it, she would have repeated it back right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say it back right, though. Can you just hear me say it?
Telepathy.
Exactly. She still didn't get it.
No, telepathy.
Say it how you say it. Telepathy.
Oh, my gosh.
Close enough.
Oh, my gosh.
Use your telepathy.
Say it right. I need to know.
Go ahead. Where am I going?
Say it again.
Where am I going?
You're going to...
Come on, Amy.
Golly. You're going to...
Telepathy.
Germany.
Oh,
no.
That was one of my guesses.
I know.
What? What were you switching to?
Switzerland.
Wait, why would you...
I didn't mean to do that, Bones.
Are you guessing?
I already guessed three.
Yeah, we're out of time, folks. That's it for this segment.
Is Mike D know?
Mike D, you know where I'm going, huh? No. Oh, you don't know where I'm going?
Would you like three guesses?
I got to tell somebody, huh? Because if I go and disappear and never come back?
I need to know. I'm in charge of your medical. Do you live or do you die?
That's true. If I'm on, Andrew's got to decide if I pull the...
Yeah, I'm medical power of attorney. Me and your ex-girlfriend, which have you taken her off yet?
I haven't taken her off that.
I don't think it's smart to have an ex on there.
Oh, Bones, no. You got to change that.
Yeah, I have two people they have to go to. If I'm on, it's like beep, beep. Mm-hmm. We don't know what to do with
or
them. Beep, beep. And like he's almost redlining. It's barely beep, beeping. Beep. Let's call the people that have to make the decision. And they call Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And they call Mac's girlfriend, Lindsay.
Ooh.
And they have to decide together. Oof. Should I take her off there?
I mean, I think she's sweet. She'll do the right thing. But I just think having an ex in charge of anything is not...
Is she on the wheel too?
No.
Okay, good.
Amy?
Both.
I'm not telling you if Amy is or not. Because Amy will have me killed if I say yes.
I will not.
Pull the plug.
Yeah, right?
I will not.
Where do I sign?
Whatever. I'm letting you live forever.
Because, Bones, you always do say...
Yes.
If you do come back...
Oh, you try to pull the plug on me and I come back to... First of all, two things. One, I'm be so mad if I come back to life and you pull the plug on me.
I know.
You ain't even seen me. Ooh, I don't even yell about
right.
it if I yell.
So I'm
two,
not...
Two, if I die and you pull the plug, I'm going to haunt you.
Right.
So make your decision wisely.
I know. I'm going to keep you alive. Like, we'll hang out. We'll watch The Office. Everybody can come visit you.
When I hear that piano, ding, 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 I'll be like, what? What's that?
We'll move you into a special room.
What's that?
But are you going to be able to afford to keep yourself alive? Because it's expensive, right?
It depends.
Bones, what do you want? Have you talked to Amy about what you want?
Yeah.
He wants to stay alive,
at all costs.
Eddie.
Okay.
Got to stay alive. Okay. Everybody missed. No one knows where I'm going. Cool. That being said, we got to come back and do the pile. What do you have over there?
Well, if you struggle with impulse shopping when you're out and about.
Do you?
Like if I go to a store, sometimes I'm going for one or two things and I end up buying five or six. And that's impulse shopping. I have a trick we can all be doing that's going to save us money.
Okay. That is coming up next. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones is on.
Because it makes you happy. Yeah.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So some retailers trick shoppers into spending more by putting smells out into the rooms while you're shopping or into the stores. So you walk in and you smell something and it kind of makes you want to linger towards things and you're not buying more because of the smells. So a trick to combat this, if you're only wanting to go into the gas station or Target or whatever and not buy tons of other things, chew mint flavored gum and it'll block everything from your senses. All you'll feel is, you know, or smell is the mint gum you're chewing.
Didn't think about that.
It'll save you money.
I often wear a clothespin when I go to the store.
Well, you got to breathe.
Put it on my nose, walk right in. Disney is really the first person that started doing that. Walt Disney is all of his food shops, all his little candy stores. They would actually make the scent and blow it out. And you would smell it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, I need to get some of that cotton
candy.
Lures
you in. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That's funny, though, that mint is what keeps you from smelling stuff. All right,
chew
what else?
Chew mint gum. Okay, so do you sleep on your back, your side, or your stomach?
Yes.
Your back?
All the above?
No, every place.
All of them?
I would say mostly my back, but at some point in the night, I'm going full rotation of the axis. I'm going to go back.
Okay, well, a sleep study looked into what type of sleeper falls asleep the fastest, and it's back sleepers. So if you're trying to fall asleep, stay on your back because it'll take you an average about 20 minutes to fall asleep. It goes up from there. Side sleepers takes about 23 minutes, and then stomach sleepers about 22 minutes, which I don't, when I sleep on my stomach, and sometimes I wake up that way, I don't want to sleep that way, but that just hurts my back.
It's hard for me to fall to my stomach facing the pillow because I can't breathe.
Well, I think, do you turn your head to the side? If you're a stomach sleeper, I think
the only
you're
way to do it, Bones.
Yeah.
Well, you're not face down.
Yeah, I am. I am. Because what I do is I put my, I stack the pillows two or three, and I put my forehead on the pillows. It leaves a little gap in between my mouth and the bed so I can still breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
But that if I lay stomach down, I do that.
I'm trying to keep from moving. And so I've been laying flat on my back because I know that's going to be better for my back. And I have one of those weighted blankets that's for anxiety. And you're only supposed to have it on for like 20 minutes at a time to help calm you down. But I've been putting it on me while I sleep so that I don't move.
I think I just need to be tied down for anxiety. Because the weighted blanket, I'm just like, this is stupid. It needs to be heavier.
Well, then you can order a heavier one.
I've ordered
one.
The heaviest one.
Oh, you have. You're just too strong.
I'm just too anxious.
Quit working out.
Stop it. What else?
So, what is the biggest pet peeve for people that you live with?
He sometimes poops behind the table. That's like a spot. My dog, he'll go, all right, he won't see me over here. That's my biggest pet peeve for my dog. I live alone.
So, I'm going to go over the top five. So, if you are driving right now in your car or you're listening and you live with other people, just be aware. Are you doing these things to annoy them?
All right, here's a drum roll, please. At number five.
Having people over without giving a heads up.
So, like, your husband would have someone over.
I guess anybody that you live with, like, if you don't share with that other person, like, hey, XYZ's coming over, FYI.
Does that happen with you and your husband?
Well, like, the other night, you were coming over to give Stevenson his gifts, and I didn't tell anybody. But it was all last minute. But it was fine.
It wasn't that last minute. I told you, like, 2 hours prior.
I know, but I didn't say anything. But it
you actually
matter.
Said on the air that you were going to do it later.
Yeah.
Right.
There was like an 8-hour tip here. Yeah. And then I FaceTime Amy. I was like, hey, I'm going to come over and bring Stevenson his birthday presents. I make him over right after the gym, about 2 hours. She's like, great. And then I get there and he still didn't know?
Huh. Well, right before you were coming, I told him. But he just, because he wanted to be able to see you and he was going to go do something. And he was like, well, I would like to say what's up and be there when Stevenson gets his gifts. But I didn't give him a heads up that somebody was coming over.
Was he annoyed?
Doesn't get annoyed with me.
Okay, that's number five. At number four.
Just kidding, he does. Number four, eating someone else's food. That happens in my house.
Number three.
Hogging the family TV.
Is that an issue?
No, not for us. This is the first time in our life we've actually had multiple TVs. For the longest time in our marriage, we had one TV and it wasn't an issue. But now with the kids, what bothers my husband is if the kid, like Stashira's upstairs watching TV and Stashira's downstairs watching TV. Oh, yeah, Stevenson. And then we're watching TV somewhere else. Like, he will literally get up and be like, all right, that's it. We're all watching TV together. This just seems so disconnected and not cool.
Supergirl it is.
Yeah. And so then we gather around together. He does not like it when we're all just watching our own TV.
Number two.
Not stacking your dishes in the dishwasher.
Is that a thing?
No, we're pretty good about that. He's good at dishes. I'm good at dishes. We're good at dishes in my house.
And the number one thing people get most annoyed by the person they live with?
Leaving the lights on. That's annoying.
I do get annoyed with myself sometimes when I come home and leave the light in the closet. I'm like, you idiot.
Yeah, you're so
I look,
money.
I look at myself in the mirror. You're so stupid. That's money you just wasted.
Yeah. Now right. Stevenson's like the water and light police because my husband has told him, like, that's money. That's money. And so if I leave a light on or I leave the water running just to go do whatever, he'll look at me. He goes, Mom, you're wasting Dad's money.
Oh.
And I turn and I say, I work too. Our money.
He should ticket you guys.
Ooh.
Give you tickets if you...
He does want to be a policeman. Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So after working as a custodian at Woodland Middle School in East Point, Georgia for nearly 5 years, Herbert Perkinson was up for a promotion to head janitor. But there was one thing holding him back from that position. At 81 years old, he didn't have a high
school... Enough keys. Oh, no, never mind. He didn't have what?
He didn't have a high school diploma. So the school principal encouraged him to earn his GED. And over this summer, he worked towards that, worked with his daughter and his grandson. He studied, prepared, all while working his full-time job. And he passed his test to receive his GED. And the school leaders are set to offer him the head custodian position.
That's an awesome story.
And again, did you hear he's 81?
I did hear that. That's what makes the story really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he'd have been 24, I'd have been like, hey, good job, kid.
Keep it up.
Keep it up. That's awesome.
Good I know. For him.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line and his wife, Haley. Their second child, Luca Reed, was born yesterday. Jason Aldean is doing a 3-night residency at the Park MGM in Las Vegas. It's called Jason Aldean Ride All Night Vegas. It will be December 6th through 8th. He says he's wanted to bring his show back to Vegas for a while now, and the timing feels right. Thomas Rhett is sick of his daughter's taste in music. He says they listen to Coco, Frozen, and Little Mermaid on repeat. He's very sick of Let It Go and says if he never heard any of those songs again, he wouldn't be upset. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bone Show.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny. Amy, here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What's a penguin's favorite relative? Antarctica.
Antarctica. Oh, that's pretty funny.
Got it.
That's pretty funny.
It took me a while.
Yeah, that's
got
funny.
It.
That's one of those deep thinking jokes.
Think about it.
That was the Morning Corny.
We're doing our TV theme song fantasy draft coming up.
Woo.
About 15 minutes. Your favorite TV shows, your favorite theme songs. This could be one of them, by the way.
Oh, wow. Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Ew.
Didn't think about it. It's a good one.
Who's got the first pick? I forgot. Lunchbox? Oh, boy. All right, we'll see what you go with over there. All right.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
All right, we're moments away from today's fantasy draft, and today we'll be drafting TV theme songs.
Woo.
Lunchbox has the first pick today, so we'll go Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan, number 2, Bobby, Amy.
Ugh.
I know.
I'm last. That
it's
is
a long
such
ways
a bummer.
Back to our end.
Yeah.
I know. So we'll get out of here so we can come back and do it, but... The TV theme song fantasy draft. We'll pick them coming up like 3.5 minutes. Next.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Gets me through my morning commute.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Okay, time for the big fantasy draft for today.
Woo.
It's Tuesday, so what we're going to do is we're going to draft TV theme songs.
Ugh.
So we have all sat at home. Tirelessly looked over, and I watched every episode of every show last night.
Oh, wow.
I just turned on every show, watched the first episode of all the shows, and really took it in. And so we will draft TV theme songs. Now, that being said, when the draft is over, all you got to do is go over to BobbyBones.com and vote for whichever full team that you think is the best. We do this in draft style, so if you go first, you end up going last the second round. It's a whole team. You can't judge just on one vote.
Right.
Okay. Lunchbox, first pick of the draft.
Oh. Ha, I debated, but I'm going with Friends.
That's a strong
Friends.
One.
Friends.
That's good.
What's there to debate? It's
yeah,
amazing.
It's really good.
It's super strong. One. Eddie?
All right, man. Here we go. We're going to do it. Let's just go with Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's a strong one.
Good.
Right?
right?
Like, I don't know that I'm going to have any left, to be quite honest. Like, I just don't know.
Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
I mean,
baby.
I had them both on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Huh. Well,
that was the debate.
Morgan, number two?
I got to go Friday Night Lights.
Huh.
You know, I can't doubt her anymore. She's the champ. I mean, she's not the champ. She's only won. She's won four, but she's leading.
But sometimes the champ, they make.
She's
mistakes.
Not the champ. We gotta not call her the champ.
Okay.
She's leading.
The leader makes mistakes sometimes.
When you win 10, you become the champ.
I think it's still strong.
Oh, not. No, I don't doubt her anymore.
Yeah.
That was my point. Before I say anything, I'm just like, all right, well, she obviously knows what she's doing.
Oh my gosh.
She does talk a lot of garbage off air, though.
A lot.
Like, I used to think I was bad. I'm gonna go with. Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
good one.
That's so good.
That was on my list.
I'm going to go with Saved by the Bell. Feel pretty good about that.
Oh. Great one, Bones.
Okay, this might be dating me a little bit, but I don't care because it is one of the best TV theme songs ever, and it's Golden Girls.
That's a great one that I thought I could get in the third round, but a great one.
Travel down the road.
Solid. Amy, you get another pick now.
Yeah, I do. Full House.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's back to me, and I purposefully held off on this one. I thought I could get it this round. I did. It's The Office.
I knew you would take that one.
Yeah.
So I was have it.
I might have went the first round with it if I didn't get too close back to back.
Yeah. I wanted to leave. Sometimes I think of you, and I like to leave things for you.
That's not
like
true. If you would have thought it was stronger, you definitely would have picked it.
And Amy, you totally took Golden Girls from me, too.
Yeah, that was my other, like, one in my wheelhouse.
Golden Girls is our song.
Oh.
It's not yours. The Office is yours.
I recorded the version of...
But we've been singing it to each other for years.
To each other.
Wow.
Yeah, what you guys do in The Office?
Yeah, we just sit there and sing the whole time. Okay, I have Saved by the Bell in The Office. Amy has... Full House and the Golden Girls. Strong, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Morgan, number two. By the way, I only have one left on my entire preface.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I might have to call an audible and there might not be a clip.
I gotta start thinking of other ones because I don't have any other ones. Morgan, number two, what is your next pick?
I love Gavin DeGraw. It's One Tree Hill.
Yeah, solid. I thought about that one.
I wouldn't know. Oh, man, is she playing to the audience again?
I think it's her. She's playing to herself.
I know she's the audience. She's the audience. That's the problem. I wouldn't know that this is a song that goes to a TV show.
You're dating yourself again.
I know. I think it's like, Golden Girls.
I'm going with MASH.
I'm like, I have four elderly women that live together.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Eddie.
Oh, boy. I think I'm going to go with SpongeBob SquarePants.
Who lives in a pipe? Come on.
Good.
That's such a good one, Eddie.
It is good.
Wow, a late second round one? That's strong, bud. Wow. All right, let's go over to Lunchbox.
Wow, I'm going The Simpsons.
It's a good one. The Simpsons.
Oh.
So, okay, here are our teams so far. Lunchbox has Friends and The Simpsons.
Strong.
Eddie has Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and a really strong SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Morgan, number two, has Friday Night Lights and One Tree Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Going with those 60-minute shows. Yeah, long shows there. I have Saved by the Bell in The Office, and Amy has Golden Girls and Full House. All right, we're going to the third round. Lunchbox, your final pick?
Game of Thrones.
I don't even know what that...
Anytime I talk about Game of Thrones, you guys make fun of me.
Yeah, but my wife, when I said it, she goes, Game of Thrones. You recognize it anywhere.
Eddie, you're up.
All right, here we go. I'm just going to go with Wonder Years.
Oh, Wonder Years.
What would you do if I sang? Listen to that, wasn't that?
Boom, boom. Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Yeah, I'm happy with that one, man.
Solid. Someone like Morgan, though, I don't think would know that.
Right.
No.
The same one, you wouldn't know One Tree Hill.
She's not. I don't want to be.
No, you know the song.
But you don't know.
But you wouldn't know it was the song.
You're right.
Morgan, number two, you're up.
Got to go with Gilmore Girls.
Loving you. She has a lane, folks.
She definitely has a lane.
She has a lane.
Hold on, I want to hear the song. I know we're
going to make it. Never heard this in my life.
Me either.
But I don't doubt her anymore. I don't doubt her anymore. I'm done doubting her. She's like, I'm going to pick the theme song to my favorite Instagram person, Sally Bikini. And we're like, all right.
We've never heard of her, but there's like 10.5 million followers.
Okay. Well, I'm between two.
Oh, don't take mine.
Hey, Raymond, did you find my other one that I requested quietly just now? I'm going to go with Breaking Bad, Woke Up This Morning.
Oh,
good.
Is that Woke Up This Morning? Is that what it's called?
Woke Up This Morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. That just sounds so cool.
Yeah, it does. Such a good show.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about your next one?
Pretty strong.
Because I had a real good one that I didn't use.
I mean, definitely not going to be in Morgan over Deuce wheelhouse, so that makes me nervous.
Yeah, go ahead.
Brady Bunch.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That's a great one.
Here's the story.
Everybody knows that one.
Lady. Turn it up.
Oh, stop it. Turn it up.
Like her mother.
And Raymundo's turning it up. We can't even hear ourselves talk. That's a good one. The one that I didn't use was Big Bang Theory.
What?
Super relevant.
We've heard that one.
Massive show.
Naked Ladies?
Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't use it. Did you have any honorable mentions you didn't use that you put the clips up for?
And I love this one. Mine are all old school, though. But
Gilligan's Island?
No. Moving On Up.
Oh, Jefferson's.
Moving On Up.
Fun. I think it's better you didn't.
I know. That's why I didn't make it. Yeah. But, I mean, I feel like it's worth mentioning. It's so good.
For the same reason that I didn't, like Andy Griffith's show was one that I was like.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody knows it, but it's better I didn't.
Better I don't.
Believe me, I did.
What about Happy Days?
Good and Cheers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So there was, and the Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, listen to a story about a man. So there's a lot.
Okay. But
let's roll over these here. Lunchbox has Friends, The Simpsons, Game of Thrones. Eddie has Fresh Prince of Bel Air, SpongeBob SquarePants, and Wonder Years. Morgan, number two, has Every Teen Girl's Dreams. Friday Night Lights, One Tree Hill, and Gilmore Girls. I have Saved by the Bell, The Office, and Breaking Bad. And Amy has Golden Girls, Full House, and The Brady Bunch. Solid. There are a lot of big TV shows. It's kind of hard to mess this one up.
Yeah. Are we going to have any of those calls that say you missed whatever?
Oh, yeah, but we only have so many texts. I'm already getting texts. Here's one. Adam's Family. How could you not? Well, because that was 200 years ago. I would have picked them over Adam's Family.
Yeah.
But yes. Here's one. I can't believe no one used Law & Order. A bunch of idiots. Everyone has what they feel.
Right. Bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Right. There's like so many shows.
Another one that I considered was The Dukes of Hazzard.
I had that one too. Mm-hmm. Just the good old boys.
Yeah. But I did not. I felt pretty confident in mine. I think everybody should feel pretty good about theirs. Amy, anything you'd like to say?
I feel like mine are all fun, singable, and strong.
Golden Girls. Yours
are, like, you can know all the words to all of them.
Yours are all older, though.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Like, you're older, Amy. Just kidding. It's a joke.
No, I am.
Amy,
it's fine.
Eddie's older than you.
I'm 38. Don't hate.
Okay. 40, Golden Girls, Full House, Brady Bunch. I tried to mix mine up. Breaking Bad's in The Office are still pretty relevant. Saved by the Bell is not, but big one for us.
The hard thing about us, like, stealing Morgan number two's, you know, technique is, like, we can't pull that off. I couldn't. What else? Would we pick from her wheelhouse?
I don't know. I wouldn't have picked Gilmore. I mean, I don't doubt her anymore, though. Take your Gilmore
right.
Girls.
No, you're right, Eddie. We can't pick that.
All right, there we have it. She's loading them up now. Go to BobbyBones.com and vote on the team that you think should win the draft. Not one pick, but the team that you think should win. Do you have any Morgan number two that you didn't use?
Well,
like Dawson's Creek? Think about Dawson's Creek. Be honest.
I did have Brady Bunch.
Oh, wow.
I did have that one on there. And Sex in the City was another.
Oh.
That would have been a good one.
Oh, such a good one. I didn't even think of that.
And New Girl. Those are my other two.
That'd have been a totally you one. Yeah. You should have picked that one, though.
Yeah, I wish you would have picked New Girl.
Yeah, I wish you would have picked that
I don't know that I've ever heard it. But is this Zooey Deschanel singing?
Yeah. Okay. BobbyBones.com. Get at it. Go and vote for the team that you think is the best. Just remember this. We do this all for fun. And also, Morgan, she talks so much crap.
Mm-hmm.
She talks so much crap.
Like a lot of crap.
Like, we have to deal with it all the time. Okay, cool. We'll come back. Somebody pretty cool gave Amy's son a birthday gift. And then Amy was like, well, was he supposed to give this to my kid? I saw this happen last night.
Yeah.
And Amy posted it on Instagram. It's a famous person. And she was like, was he not supposed to take this? So we'll do that coming up in a second. And we got some clips of Amy and her son, too. And what celebrity has a burner Instagram account to follow people, which is interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so we'll come back and do all that in the next segment. Thank you.
Bobby Bones is on.
I was looking at your Instagram last night, Amy, and your son had this big old cowboy hat on, except not a cowboy hat, kind of looked like an Arizona cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Kind of look
feathers. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Like a desert cowboy hat,
really
even.
Really cool.
So he gets that from TJ Osborne, from Brothers Osborne?
Yes. So he walks in with this hat, and I said, where did you get this hat, buddy? And he said, TJ. And I said, for what? He said, for my birthday. And I was like, what? Like, I don't even understand. So he told me, I said, how did TJ even know it was your birthday? And what did you say? So in my mind, I pictured maybe Stevenson being like, hey, I turned 9. It was my birthday. And then TJ just being like, oh, like having that hat on. It looks like something literally he would maybe wear.
We're on stage.
On stage.
Yeah.
Yes, it looks vintage and really cool. And like put it on his head. Well, happy birthday, little buddy. Like wear my hat for a second. And then like Stevenson
runs away with it on.
Yeah, takes off and he's like, this is my hat. So I didn't really know, and it was nighttime, so I didn't want to, it's not like I'm going to go knock on his door. So I decided to just like post it on Instagram and see if he saw it and responded. And I don't know exactly how, he said he specifically bought it for Stevenson. He said.
But they have a little head hole?
No, I mean.
Because TJ's a big guy.
Right. It was not for a kid, but maybe it's for a smaller head.
Okay.
But he said on there, he goes, that I 100% gave him that hat. I bought it for him and it looks as good as I hoped it would. And I'm like, what? So who knows? Probably one day in the alley, Stevenson's like, it's my birthday. And I guess TJ knew that. And then when he was shopping at the vintage store down the street, he picked it up. I don't know.
Well, for like 2 weeks, your son was yelling it was his birthday.
True.
And TJ Osborne is your neighbor.
Yes.
So maybe just heard him.
Right. But how cool is that?
That's cool.
Like so thought, because Stevenson's obsessed with it. He wants to wear it and he puts it on and he just starts going, I'm going to take my horse to the whole town road.
Oh, he can't even sing a Brothers Osborne song.
Oh,
he puts it on and sings.
Sorry, yeah. But he just feels like, you know, a cowboy.
Yeah.
Supposed to be riding till he can't ride no more.
It's a good picture, too, of your son.
Oh.
He looks very happy.
I took it in portrait mode.
That portrait mode's tricky. You got to be the right depth for that.
Right. But it tells you, like, you need to move back. But, I mean, it's new to me. But so many people use it all the time. And I ask, how do your pictures turn out so good? I feel like they have a professional camera. And they're like, no, I just use the portrait mode. I'm like, why haven't I been doing that?
A lot of my dog pictures are just taken in portrait mode.
Yeah.
People are like, did you get a dog photographer?
I said that to you.
Yeah. Well, you're people.
People.
You're a people. There's a new episode of Amy's Four Things podcast up. And it's a Q&A episode called The Fifth Thing.
Yes.
And her son makes an appearance. A question came up from a listener that has a kid and was being made fun of. And this is Amy's son, Stevenson, sharing what Amy and her husband told him.
You know what mom and dad told you?
You look perfect, beautiful. When I told me I look ugly, you said, Stevenson, don't say that to yourself. You look not ugly, you look cute.
Because you perfect. Are. You are perfect. And if anybody tells you otherwise, you don't believe them, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't believe them. Not yes.
Well, he, I know what he means. He means, yes, I don't believe them.
And then Stevenson asked if he could text God.
Yeah.
And what he wanted to say to God.
Text him.
Yeah. What did you want to text him?
Hey, God, you're my best friend.
Oh, cool. And what did I tell you? He doesn't have a phone number because.
He doesn't have a phone.
Yeah. But you can talk to God every day if you want
like
to, right?
Like my heart.
Yes. You just have to pray.
And he finally talked about how cool it was to have Alexa at his birthday party. Amy hired
someone. We have Alexa on my birthday, and it was so cool.
And she would answer all your questions, right?
Yeah, they say, Alexa, play Old Town Road. Like, what is the weather? Like, today is hot. Like, it's summer.
Oh, yeah.
And winter.
So there you go. Check out the full episode on iHeartRadio. Just search Four Things with Amy Brown.
Yeah.
You want to say something? You look like you're going
to
say something.
No, he's just, I don't know. He's funny to me. I love him.
He's funny to everyone. He's a funny kid.
I know, but some kid did call him ugly. Not nice. But he is cute and perfect.
Where will he see a kid that calls him ugly? There are no kids at a school.
It was, I think, at dance class. Mm-hmm. And then he started looking at his skin. And he's like, my skin is different. It's ugly. I'm like, are you kidding? You have the most beautiful skin ever.
I mean, I can relate. Someone told me I needed Botox in my forehead.
It wasn't me.
Yeah,
I relayed the message, and I take that back.
No, you can't.
Okay, well, I am sorry.
You can't.
Words hurt.
I stare at the mirror all the time. I don't even put up pictures now. I'm like, I can't put it up. My forehead's a little too weathered today.
Oh, man, that makes me feel really bad.
I told you, there are some pictures I won't even put up because I'm like, oof, I want to take the heat from Amy. So I'm not going to put it up.
This is not true. I don't give you heat about your forehead. I mentioned one thing that somebody else said to me.
Joke about what you're serious about.
Okay.
All right. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Calm down.
I'm calming myself right now. Do you know no one in the history of the world's ever calmed down when somebody else calmed down at them? Ever?
No. Mm-mm. My kids don't, for sure.
Yeah, not one time have you been like, calm down, and someone actually calms down or relax. Hey, relax.
What if you say it like, calm down,
nah.
Relax. Mm. So what Stevenson says, chill out.
Chill out.
Calm down, relax. Calm down. Now he says, he puts his hand like the little yogi people, like his fingers in the air, and he says, Mom, just take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Coming up inside, Tell Me Something Good. A dog is man's best friend, but in this case, one man's dog is his hero.
Oh.
We'll do that coming up. That's in the next segment. Also, tomorrow, Walker Burrows from American Idol will come in and play a little bit. And, you know who's coming in tomorrow?
Grace Potter.
Grace Potter's coming in tomorrow,
ooh,
too.
Can't wait for
that. So, it's going to be a fantastic show tomorrow. Not that today's is shabby.
No.
Just letting you know what's happening tomorrow. Tell Me Something Good coming up next.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was this guy in California. Oof. He was fishing.
Yeah, you went a little too hard at the wedding or something. We got to...
Eddie,
you want to carry Lunchbox?
Well, I haven't even looked at the story. Okay, well, let's see.
All right, Eddie's gonna run. Go run it.
All right. A California fisherman spent 10 minutes reeling in a big fish, and it turns out he actually caught a shark, a seven-gill shark.
A seven-giller?
Yes, and when he says, he said here that he did not know how to remove the hook from him, then his one-year-old...
You can do it, Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie.
Then his one-year-old pit bull, Darby, was there to save him.
What happened?
The shark started to bite the guy, and then Darby's like, starts getting the shark, biting the shark, and says, let go of my owner. And the shark let go, saved the fisherman.
Wow.
The shark went back in the water, and all because of Darby, the fisherman lived.
There you go.
I mean, dude, that was rough.
We struggled. Well, the whole thing was rough. We struggled through that.
But do you get it?
Yeah.
The fisherman did a great job of grabbing
and reading. Okay. No one's hating on you. You just grabbed it and took off with it. That's a good one. Let me see if I... Hey, Raymond, let me do one here. Just hit mine. I'll get another good one in here.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, this dude, Dan, called Comcast last Tuesday to complain about an issue with his cable. And he felt fine when he dialed the number. But by the time someone picked up the phone, he wasn't right. He'd sat on hold for a while. His arm felt heavy. He couldn't talk. It turned out he was having a stroke. So the Comcast call center, the lady working there, Kimberly Williams, which, by the way, is like 1,200 miles away in Jackson, Mississippi, realized, oh, something's not right. It turns out she had witnessed her grandmother having a stroke years earlier. She knew the warning signs. And just by hearing this guy, she was like, all right, we got to get responders to him. So she calls. They go and grab him, take him to the hospital. The doctor said he would have had a massive stroke had he not gotten there so quickly. Minimize the damage. And had she not just been on the phone 1,200 miles away, she wouldn't have... It's nuts.
Wow.
She just heard it. Mm. And was like, I think you're having a stroke. And saved him.
That's crazy.
There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, you want to say holy crap to this something?
Yeah.
This story's going to go. Jamie Foxx. First of all, split up with Katie Holmes, right?
Okay.
Did you know that?
I didn't know they broke up.
Okay. And the new girl that he's with, hey, by the way, he's 51. She's 19.
No. No.
Mighty, that's right. Right? She's 19.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name is Stella Vave. She graduated high school 15 months ago.
That's so...
You gotta throw that detail in there.
I'm reading it. I was reading this story and I was like, is this real?
So she's a model and a singer.
Sources confirmed Monday that Katie Holmes dumped Jamie Foxx. They split in May. The next month, the 51-year-old picked up with Stella Vave, his new girlfriend, who graduated high school 15 months ago. She is a double threat model and singer. Jamie Foxx is supposedly helping her out and using his connections to propel her music career. That's wild, though. He's 51 and she's 19. Are they dating, Mike? Because they're awfully close.
They're holding hands, yes. But he could be helping her down the curb.
No, that's a lot of curbs. A lot of pictures. Is there any way? Hey, Mike D, I'm going to come over
and
to
Mike,
you because you've been looking at this.
They're leaving the club, but I guess she's 18 at the club, but...
19.
She's 19.
Is there any way that they're just hanging out?
I mean, in the photo, they're leaving like a nightclub. It's at night. They're holding hands.
Like Amy said, he's not escorting her, just making sure that she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's on her Instagram a lot.
His daughter is 25.
Older than her.
That crazy, man.
Wait, so does Jamie Foxx say that he's dating her?
No, they're not saying anything.
Oh, no one's saying anything.
So, when I saw that, thought that was interesting. You know, they do hit you with that to calculate your dating range. It's half your age plus 7.
Right.
Not that that's the golden rule, but it's kind of the understood if you're just looking for a rough one. Right. So for me, it would be 26 and a half.
And a half.
Yeah.
Right?
And I feel like that you could do that. And that's fine.
Yeah. That's a weird story, man.
You ever done that?
What?
26 and a half?
I was 26 and a half once.
You ever dated someone 26 and a half?
Exactly 26 and a half? I don't know.
Stop. Stop with your technicalities.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Yes.
Just checking.
You're waiting to just pounce on, aren't you?
Pounce on what?
My dog does this. He sits back waits to jump.
No. I don't have anything to pounce on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me go to Heather in Maryland. Heather, you are on the show. Thank you for calling. Heather, what's happening?
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to get through. How are you guys?
We are good. What's going on with you?
Today's my 50th birthday.
Oh, congratulations. Happy birthday. You made it.
I know, right? That's exactly what I said, too. Made it and happy. That's all that matters.
That's awesome.
I just wanted to call and tell you guys how I look forward to getting in the car every morning. I have an hour and a half to work, and you guys just make that fly by, and I laugh, and I cry with you. And, Bobby, I just think you're incredible and what you've done and what you give back. And I am also from Arkansas, so shout out to all the Arkansans.
Well, look at you. It's your birthday. Got in. You're from Arkansas. Three things I love.
Good day.
Look at that.
There you go.
Well, happy birthday, Heather. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There you go. All right. Bye, Heather. Alex Rodriguez has a burner Instagram account to follow his daughters.
Oh, that's funny.
Alex Rodriguez says he has this account because they don't like him in their business, but they always call him out when he posts something that embarrasses them. He created an account to follow both of them, 14 and 11 years old. And so he follows them. He was on a podcast called Chicks in the Office and said, quote, "They don't let me follow them on social media. So yeah, I have a burner account." What do you think about your husband?
That's funny. Yeah, because he has one. Well, I don't know that it's a burner, but he has some Instagram that he doesn't post on. He doesn't do anything. He only uses it to follow people. And I don't even know what the handle is.
Oh, you don't even know what a burner account is?
Yeah. I mean, call it a burner. I don't know that it's a...
Yes, that's what that is.
Oh, it is.
An account that he can just toss quickly. An account that he doesn't really use
right.
for anything other than one reason.
Yeah. He follows me, you, and a couple of other people that we know.
He always puts eggplant emojis in the feed.
How do you know it's really? Him, though? You don't know his thing. Do you know his handle?
Yeah, Airplane Guy 69.
That's
not him?
Might be. I'll try it out. I don't know.
Trust me. Look up Airplane Guy 69.
Yeah, Amy, find him and follow him.
Okay, I'll see.
It was kind of embarrassing yesterday. I go and I'm doing a kind of photo shoot / video shoot for a website called Country Now. And they do a thing called the pup date where you take your dog and you answer questions. They're interviewing me about life and American Idol and all these things. And my dog, who is 3.5 months or so old, and he gets like a little boner, like a little lips, like during the.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole first part of it, they had to be like, "Hey, can we reshoot this?" And I'm like, "Why? It's natural. You want clicks?"
He's cool with it.
And like people would be sharing it too. They would be like, "Look at Bobby's dog. Oh my goodness, it happens to everybody."
Sure.
And so we ended up reshooting it, but unless they decide not to take the reshoot, I was like, "Who cares? It's funny. You want clicks, right? There's nothing wrong with that." So that's what happened.
Yeah,
I posted on my Instagram, and I wrote, "One of us got a little excited at the shoot today." And somebody got in there and was like, "I expected more from you."
And I was like, "What?"
I know. It's like, possibly, maybe even PG-13. I don't curse. Don't put this unrealistic standard on me. I am who I am.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what you posted.
I know. I don't either. But it's on my Instagram. You can see me and the dog. And that's what I posted up there. So, did that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Got a spray tan last night.
Looks good.
Tomorrow it will look better. Today, not the best day for it.
Yeah, you kind of messed with my cameras a little bit.
Yeah.
The day after.
What happens is if I have a shoot I have to do, I have to I'm as pale as can be. I don't ever see the sun. Mm. And so I had to get one last night. And so I walk in today and Amy's like, somebody got a fresh tan. And then we spent 5 minutes in there because Amy has to get one for a shoot that she's doing. And we were like, girlfriend, you know the next day after ain't good.
Right.
And it's like 2 days after.
Right.
We spent a whole 5 minutes talking about spray tans. Listen, I am who I am.
It's that 48-hour mark when it really
Yeah, it looks great.
To look good.
Like tomorrow I'm going to come in and you'll be like, dang.
Okay.
What's up, Jamaica? And I'll be like, what up?
Fresh off the beach.
Not ashamed anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm over it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over on Amy's Instagram, you can see a picture of her son wearing a hat that TJ Osborne bought him for his birthday. You were just concerned that he took it from TJ.
Yes. Because he just walked in with this hat and said, TJ gave it to me for my birthday. And I didn't know if he just misunderstood what TJ meant. And TJ was like, here, borrow this for a day. Because it's a really cool looking hat. But it was a gift.
Yeah, at Radio Amy on Instagram. But TJ Osborne from Brothers Osborne is Amy's neighbor. Because Amy's so cool.
So cool.
So cool. You got the coolest friends. I go over to Amy's house.
Hey,
you have the coolest friends.
Who was there? Who was there?
Well, it's not that. It's just that she lives where all the cool people live. Oh. In the east part of town. And so you go over and it's like... the lead singer of 1,000 Horses, Steve Moeckler. It's Eric Pasley. She's so cool. You are cool. You know that, right?
No.
Maren Morris ever go over?
TJ Osborne.
I'm not caving.
Brothers Osborne, right there.
I'm not caving in.
What's it like being cool?
I do enjoy the people that I get to live next to.
I enjoy them too. I like going to your house.
No, it's fun. Like, I'm glad I've gotten to know them, but it just happened.
I know. They can't get enough of you. I get it.
No, that's not it.
I was reading this story about, you grab a salad and people always go, oh, what's in my salad? And there was a family in Wisconsin, they buy this big thing, a store-bought salad. And it's what they call an organic salad greens. And she's like, something in the salad's moving. And so she takes the lid off and it's a frog. It's a live frog in the salad. And they make this big stink about there's a live frog in the salad. And you know how I feel about this. You should feel that's awesome. There's an animal in nature. That's the greatest thing. That's how you know that stuff is fresh.
Yeah, you're
supposed to wash the salad anyway. Mm-hmm. There's a frog in the salad. That's amazing.
I don't if it comes in a box already washed, already ready to go, I don't wash it again.
These people are all butthurt because there's a frog in the salad. That should be amazing. You should go. It's so natural. Mm-hmm. It's amazing there's a frog in the salad. I'm looking at it now. This frog is chilling in the box. What do you think happens? There are no frogs in the natural environment of the salad?
No. By the time it gets to the salad cleaning factory and gets boxed up, there should not be a frog.
There shouldn't be a salad cleaning factory. They should just pick it and put it in. You want natural organic? You got it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's organic, you got. There should be a raccoon in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
All kinds of animals.
Yeah, lucky. Yeah. The bigger the animal, the happier you should be. There's a brown bear on the salad. Great. It's so natural.
Eat them up.
Anyway, I saw that and how people are like, oh no, be happy. Like, wouldn't you want that?
I mean, I get what you're saying, but it still would gross me out to have a frog in my salad.
Don't eat it. Free it.
I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat it.
That should be a bumper sticker.
You just don't eat it. Free it. No.
But it's like, did it go to the bathroom? I don't know.
Hopefully. That's what frogs do in nature.
No.
Will put every single natural thing on your body.
Well, do you know research on frog urine?
No, but I'm saying...
If you tell me it does something good for me, I'll eat it up.
There's research on everything.
Okay, all right.
There's the TV theme song draft up at bobbybones.com. What we did is we drafted our favorite TV theme songs, and you can vote on which team you think is the best. It's only been up for about 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How are we looking right now? Do we know? We're going to give it a minute.
Let me see.
There's almost no votes. This is like 1% of the precinct in.
As of right now, Amy is in the lead. What?
Amy!
Wow. I would just like to thank anybody that's voted for me.
First of all, we just loaded it, right?
I haven't even gone to vote for myself yet.
Bobbybones.com. Vote on our TV theme song draft. And Amy's picks it were the Golden Girls, Brady Bunch, and Full House. I'm in last place right now. Well, that's garbage. I have The Office and Saved by the Bell and Breaking Bad.
Hmm.
What is happening with this? All right. If you love puppies and frogs in your salad, you got to throw one in here for me. Anyway, go vote for whoever you like at BobbyBones.com. Amy's in first, Morgan number two's in second. All right, there's that. We'll come back in a second. There is a level 3 advisory, like bad news for somebody happening on this show.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah.
One of us?
Mm-hmm. Level 3 advisory we got to give to somebody on this show because they're about to get into something bad and they don't even know it.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll do that. Coming up next. I think I forgot to put on deodorant today.
Oh, dear.
You ever do that?
And that's not good, yeah. Especially because you got a spray tan.
I smell like a stinky beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got a whiff of myself. And I was like, I think I forgot. I was running.
I have some of my homemade stuff you want?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I'm all good. Right.
You'd rather
I'm gonna go
like
full
that?
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
We used to see Matthew McConaughey. Eddie and I worked at the TV station in Texas. And he'd come in, nice guy. Never put on deodorant. And never smelled wonderful. But he was so good looking, people didn't care. And he was famous.
It was part of his scent.
Right.
If you're not that good looking and famous and rich, your scent shouldn't be like that. But that's kind of one of the things you can get away with.
Would Bones, would you share someone's deodorant? Like, would you?
Yeah, it's armpits.
The rub on.
Not a big deal to me.
What?
It's under the arm.
But you clean it.
Oh, I would clean it, yes. But also, again, what's one underarm or the other underarm going to do? It's also, I'm not a big hater of being barefoot places because unless you put your feet on something, the bottom of your feet, what are they going to do? Get in your mouth? No, of course not. I don't touch my face. Eyes, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I don't like to shake hands because people's hands
everywhere.
And you touch your face.
Ugh.
I was reading this morning. They asked people, you know, a bunch of their firsts, right? Your first kiss, how old were you?
Eighth grade. So I don't know, 12 or 13.
Dang. Pretty good.
I think I was going into high school, actually.
Remember when going in was a thing? I'm going on.
Going in.
I'm going out. But yeah, I was in my tennis shoes and he was on rollerblades because he had a rollerbladed over to my friend's house.
And you were?
And we kissed in the driveway.
12?
13 or so. Yeah.
I think I was 15 or 16. It was late for your boy here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry.
All of it was.
Everything?
I was a virgin in my 20s. So all of it. I mean, going in, like you would say, you were going in. What grade are you going in? I'm 7th going into 8th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but there was also, I'm going out, and I would say that in junior high. And my mom was so annoying, and she'd always say, well, where are you going?
Your first job.
16. Hostess.
Interesting. Mine's probably like 9 when I was out having to hustle, raking leaves, and knocking on doors and cleaning porches and stuff.
Yeah.
Your first cell phone.
18. High school. My senior year.
Again, so we didn't have cell phones as teenagers. I remember getting a pager.
Oh, for sure.
When I was 18 or 19.
We found some pictures of you wearing that thing.
Yeah, I put one on my Instagram. At Throwback Thursday, I had a pager. I was rocking it on my front pocket.
Yeah, you were.
Pagers were so awesome.
The first time you drove a car?
Probably when I was 15. Minus the time when I was in 8th grade and we tried to steal my mom's car, but then my house caught on fire. It was a whole thing.
Sounds like a whole episode.
My mom was out of town and we had people over and it was almost like God knew we were trying to steal her car. So he set our house on fire. That's what I convinced myself of. I was like, I'm never going to do anything bad again.
Oh, now God set your house on fire. Okay.
Well,
it wasn't the guy throwing a cigarette in it.
Yeah, no, actually it was one of those bad boys. One of the guys that was at my house that day, he got deported for drugs or something when we got out of high school. I'm like, good thing we didn't stay friends.
Dang, trouble.
Deported out of the country?
Yeah, back to China.
No, Eddie.
Oh
my. No, Eddie. He got deported to Port Aransas.
He was from somewhere
else.
They
deported him to Kentucky.
I don't know what happened. I don't know the whole story. I just know. I was like, wow. And when I heard that on the news, I was like, that guy was at my house.
The first time I drove a car was probably 11 or 12. Because I had to go pick up.
And you were like really driving.
Well, yeah. What would happen was you have to drop people off in the deer woods. And then if you're running, especially if you're running dogs, you have to go pick them up on the other side. So I was taught very early to get in the truck and drive around and, all right, we're going to meet you with the dogs over on this side. And so, I was driving early out of necessity, not because I love driving, but got to go cut off the dogs. The first time flying on a plane?
I don't know, maybe 9. No, actually, that's not true. When I was little, we would go places like Disney and stuff. So probably 4, 5. I just don't remember. Like I have pictures of the family. We went on vacation. But what about you?
15, 16.
Okay.
Older. The first time you got drunk?
High school. I don't know.
You better say 13. Well, because Amy's like 9. Oh, high school.
Whoa.
What about the deported guy? He wasn't a.
No, I didn't drink. That was still in junior high. It was high school. I'm just thinking, whatever, probably 14, probably was more fitting. 14, 15, that high school time frame. Ugh, trouble.
Do you want to answer mine for me?
Never.
Yeah, never. Not yet.
They haven't even had one sip.
No sips yet. I was talking to, we went and took a guy out to write with us this weekend on the road. The songwriter, his name is Jim Beaver. He's written a bunch of number one songs. Super funny. And we were talking about drinking. And I don't talk about that I don't drink. It's never a thing. I'm not like, look at me, I'm Mr. No Drinky. And they were making, what were you making?
Vodka sodas.
And they're passing them around. And Eddie's like, hey, Bones, I'll make you a sparkling water and vodka, or no, and cranberry. It's my drink. And so I was like, yeah, make it half and half. And I was feeling a little crazy that night. And he's like, you're not drinking? I was like, oh, no, I've never had a drink. And people are kind of blown away with not eating. Because people just assume I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Right.
But I haven't had one sip. But I said I may. My 40th birthday is coming up. I may go hard.
Ooh, 40. It's a good time to do it.
You think?
I don't want to always sit here and wonder what it felt like to be drunk. I just want to know what it feels like. Everybody talks about how it's so fun. I never had a sip, only because I've had so much alcoholism in my family. And it's not a moral thing, and it's not a look at me. But I just don't think I could handle it, except once. That's how I work.
Yeah.
Except not really at all.
Can't wait for that.
Let's go to Sienna in South Carolina, who has a question. Hey, Sienna.
Hi, Bobby.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just, I got a call from y'all because I texted in, and I was just genuinely curious. I listen to you guys on the podcast every day, and you put on so many callers that aren't like, they're not in bits or segments. They're just calling on to say, hey, love you guys, love the show. And I was just curious, like, what the thought process is behind that, or if there is a thought process. Like, I listened to a few other shows, and I've never heard shows do that so much. So I was just curious.
Well, we try to get on angry callers. I'll have Morgan number two, because people will text in angry, and I'll be like, get them on the phone. We'd like to balance this out. We'd like to get people on that have some beef with us. But they never want to come on the air, Sienna. The people that have me, one time this girl called me a tool, and then she answered and she changed her story in like 1 second. I would like to get a little flavor in here. People that don't like the show. But generally, we keep a pretty positive culture. So people just call in and they're like, hey, I want to say I love the show. And about the third time they call in, we're like, well, if they call this many times, they can get through. We'll put them on the air. So mostly we just feel like if you're listening to the show, you're our friend. We keep a pretty positive culture. And so we just throw callers out sometimes.
Okay, cool. I was just curious because, like I said, I listen to other shows and I've just never heard shows do that so much. So I was just curious if it was a decision or not.
Maybe they're not as beloved as Amy is.
What? It has nothing to do with me.
What other show do you listen to?
I listen to Ryan Seacrest sometimes. I grew up in L.A., so I grew up listening to Ryan and Ellen back in the day. And I listen to Elvis Duran a lot, a little bit of The Breakfast Club. So.
Those are literally all our best friends. Yeah. Those are all our, we all listen to those shows too. Those are our good buddies. Well, thank you for the call, and I'm glad you answered because she texted us. And the good thing about our text number is we'll just call people back to text us. That's where we get all the hate, and then we're like, let's get them on. They always turn off their phones when we call
they
back.
They do.
Like people on Facebook, when you go out and be like, well, I'd like to present a logical argument, they never respond once you hit them with some logic.
They're tough behind that text though.
Yeah. Oh, they are. They're real tough. Okay, thank you, Sienna. Appreciate you. To Twitter this morning, and people are losing their spit because there's this whole report that says your house should be kept at 82 when you sleep.
Okay, that is my husband.
He wants it that warm?
Oh, we fight over this on the daily. Mm. No, 82, he would put it on 82, but he puts it on 78. Still ridiculous.
Well, so here you go. When you're home, your thermostat should be left at 78. Just generally.
Please do not have him be listening to this.
When you're not home, 85.
Oh.
And 82 at night.
It's hot, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm going to tell you.
That's too hot.
I keep my house like 68, except plus one, 69. Yeah. I keep it about 69 all the time. And I have freezing all the time in my house. But I work better freezing. That's why the studio is so cold.
It's freezing.
I'd rather be cold and covered up with a bunch of blankets than be just right and have to use like a sheet.
Yeah, I agree.
Like that's my ideal sleeping condition. What's your ideal sleeping condition?
Yeah, I want my sheet and my comforter. I want to be cozy. I don't want to be hot. I like it on 72. And that's what I try to put it to.
Yeah.
He always turns it back up to 78.
You know me, I'm always trying to get that 69. That's what I keep on my...
I know.
68 plus 1. Mm-hmm. Let me go to Kelsey in Chicago, who's on the phone. Kelsey, welcome to the Bobby Bone Show. What's happening?
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to call and say, listen, you guys, every morning I'm on my way to work, and it's been a little over a year since I found you guys. It's been awesome. And my comment that I wanted to call in about was Amy's real laugh. I can totally tell when she's faking it, and I can tell when she's authentically funny and thinks something is funny, and she has that full, wholehearted laugh.
Wait, but when am I fake laughing? Maybe
you do
not.
This little, I do the exact same thing. I'm not calling you out specifically about it. I think everybody has it. You do this little like, haha, okay. But then when you're really authentically laughing, it's just like full, wholehearted, like you almost can't breathe laugh. And I love it.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, there you go. You just got one.
He goes, okay.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> She does. Well, she also, sometimes if she's not feeling it, she'll come in and she'll just talk in a higher, like just a different key.
I don't even
and laughs
get that.
In different, she's a different pitch. And I can just tell when she's off. We both, again, we're together so much. We can tell these really small things about each other. But she comes in sometimes and she just talks from a higher place. I'm like, oh boy, she's not in a good, not having a good day. What is that laugh?
That's a real one.
Say okay. That's say okay, real. Amy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Kelsey, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Appreciate
thank,
you guys.
Thanks for listening, Chicago. Let's go to Roxanne in Mississippi. Roxanne, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. What's happening, Roxanne?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Real good. What do you want to say?
Okay, I know you said a while back that you're going to a wedding in October and you wanted someone to bring and to message you. And I messaged you and never heard anything back. Did you find someone to go with you?
No, but I think I was probably kidding a little bit when I was like, I'm going to take somebody random from Instagram to take to another country, Mexico, for a wedding for multiple days.
You weren't serious? Right.
Well, I think it was just kind of like a joke. Like, hey, please somebody message me.
Right.
More so than I do. If I'm not going to blindly take someone on a 2 or 3 night wedding in another country.
Someone that you don't know.
Right.
Be risky.
So I do think that was a bit of me just being funny going, please somebody message me. That being said, I still don't have somebody. That
my sister, I'm just saying, she would be a great candidate.
Again, I don't know her. I would meet somebody for like a lunch or something if I'd never met them. But I definitely wouldn't go and, hey, we're going to go on a trip. I won't even take somebody on a trip that I'm kind of dating, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the wedding is in October. It's in November,
it's in
right?
November, yeah.
So I was 100% sure going. Now I've had some American Idol conflict. I still think I'm going, but I don't have anybody to take. That's all right, though. I wouldn't.
You still have time.
I wouldn't have asked somebody right now anyway. August, September. I got like 3 months. I'll for sure not find someone else in 3 months.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Roxanne. I'm sure your sister's awesome. Yes. But I'm not going to take somebody that I don't know, like out of the country. That probably wouldn't be a smart move, right?
Nah. Probably not.
Probably not. Sometimes when I joke like that, I think people think I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because I say it so dryly? I'm like, hey, if somebody would just message me.
Yeah, sometimes you sound pretty desperate that people are just like, let's help them out.
I don't know what it is.
I was on Twitter yesterday, and the big beef between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A was who had the better chicken sandwich. I guess Popeyes launched a new chicken sandwich.
Oh.
I'm not sure. I love Chick-fil-A. I haven't tried the Popeyes, and Popeyes is so good that I'm going to leave it open for now. I'm not just going to dedicate myself to Chick-fil-A before I have the Popeyes.
Wow.
They have earned that kind of respect with me.
Wow, okay.
They make great chicken strips.
Popeyes?
So, oh.
Yeah, pretty good.
And that Mardi Gras mustard.
Mm. And dirty rice.
I'm not a big rice guy in general.
Okay, my bad. Okay.
Kind of ruined it. I was feeling it. I kind of ruined it.
The biscuits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, back in it.
We're back.
Okay.
Let's do Food World because Morgan number two wants to talk about pizza over here. Here we go. Food World with Morgan number two.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
Well, Little Caesars is launching a new $7 quattro pizza.
What's the quattro for? I know it means four, but what's the four
job,
of?
There's two slices of cheese, two slices of pepperoni, two slices of sausage, and then two slices of pepperoni and sausage. So if you want to share, it's like the perfect pizza to get.
I counted eight.
That's
counted ocho.
Correcto mucho.
But four for each person. Or four different toppings.
Oh, okay, here's what it is. It's four, it's two two pieces are the same. Each two pieces are the same.
Yes. Okay, so, yeah. Okay, got it. So you have like four different sections.
That's a lot. Yes, there are four sections.
Yeah.
And it's called the
Quattro Pizza, and it's only $7.
You know, I'm doing this thing where I told you, I love pizza. I love carbs. I love sugar. I try to stay away as much as I can. I really don't eat carbs at all. Maybe once a week, possibly. Sugar a little more so. Like breakfast, I'll have some. I have like yogurt and fruit. But if I do 10 meals exactly right, then I get pizza. If I hit 10 meals right on,
gosh, it's hard.
I get pizza.
Yeah.
So you're talking about 3.5 days basically of nailing perfect eating, and then I get pizza.
But you don't always reward yourself.
I rarely make it a 10 perfect.
Oh.
I'll do 5 or 6 perfect, and I'll be like, oh, man, why'd I have one gummy worm?
Mm-hmm. And then no pizza
then it's
for
off.
You.
I'm done. I can't. I have to set my rules and then follow them.
Yeah.
So I admire that. My Morgan number two was working out of my gym yesterday, boxing it up again.
I tried to get you to come too, but
at noon. I'm going at noon.
Well, I even when you're not there though, I still use your quotes.
Okay, go ahead.
So like you say,
I'm Bobby. Welcome to the show. Do you ever say that while you're boxing?
No, like you'll say one step at a time, one day at a time, or like you can do anything for 10 seconds. And I'll be doing like the ab workout, which is 15 minutes of core. And like about 5 minutes through, I'm dying. I'm like, you can do anything for 10 seconds. So I'll just keep counting 10 seconds at a time, trying to get through the rest of this class.
That's true. In my last book, I wrote about running. I don't like to run. So what I would do when I would train was my only goal was to get to that tree. When I got to that tree, it was a stop sign. And I think a lot of the tasks that I take on, I look at that way. Because if you just look at the very end of the road, you can't even see the end of the road. So you're like, oh, I'm not even going to try. I can't even see getting there. But if you just look at one tree at a time, I just use the running analogy, or, you know, one house at a time, it actually, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
Mm-hmm. And don't say don't eat an elephant.
You eat elephants?
It's an analogy. But if you look at the entire elephant, it seems no way I can eat that. Yeah. But if you just start
one
at it,
one bite at a time. One tree at a time when you're running.
You're going to have to refrigerate
one house at a time when you're running.
Wait, Bones, but when you get to the tree, do you stop?
No.
See, I don't get it.
You just set a new goal. You're like, all right, I made this one.
Right, keep going.
If your goals are tiny, they're actually accomplishable.
Okay.
I like that, Morgan, number two. You do work hard. That's good.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
The guy got really horrible burns on his groin because he left the hair removal cream down there for too long.
Oh, dear.
Like, put the cream on. And
what?
Just left it.
Are you supposed to put that stuff down there?
I haven't. Yet. But I haven't. Just another reason why you should go to Ideal Image.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That stinks, huh?
Yeah.
Ugh. Poor fella. What are you doing today?
I am recording some podcasts up here later today, actually with our friend Bobo. And I'll probably get some hydration while I get it done. What about you?
I'm interviewing another candidate for our executive producer job.
Uh-huh.
I am recording a thing for the CW. They're doing a big special on iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Oh.
So I'm doing that today. It's going to take about an hour up here.
That's fun.
I guess that's very important because they're sending hair and makeup and they're paying for it.
Oh. What time is that? Like after this
well,
or later?
You want to borrow them?
No, I'm just sitting. No. I didn't know if I'd see you up here when I come back up here later for my stuff.
I'll be up here twice. So I'll be up here today until, you know, noon or so.
Yeah.
And then I come back up in this afternoon for the interview.
Okay.
Ooh. I'll be up here all day.
Yeah, that's what
all
I'm saying.
Every day. All day, every day.
I know. Point is, I also wouldn't be using your office when I come back up here later this afternoon, but I don't want to be stepping on your toes.
How do you say office in Spanish, Eddie?
Oficina.
Mi oficina, u oficina.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh.
Kind of.
Gracias.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
All right. We're going to go have a wonderful day, and we'll see you on Wednesday. And don't forget to go vote at BobbyBones.com for your favorite in the fantasy draft of TV theme songs.
Woo.
Feel good?
Yeah.
All right. Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. See you guys.
Bobby Bones. Ooh.